Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking technology and finance. Today we're diving headfirst into the fascinating world of Manus, a generalized AI agent system. Buckle up, because this is going to be a wild ride.
I'm practically buzzing with excitement. This Manus sounds groundbreaking. So, it's like a supercharged research assistant, but on steroids?
Exactly. Imagine combining the analytical prowess of an operator with the deep dive capabilities of, well, deep research. Toss in a Linux environment, a dash of multi-agent collaboration, and boom, you've got Manus.
Hold on, multi-agent collaboration? That sounds intense, like a team of tiny AI experts working in perfect harmony?
Precisely. And get this, you can watch it work in real time. It creates to-do lists, executes code, browses the web, and even installs necessary tools. It's like having a front row seat to the AI magic show.
Wait, did you say it installs tools? That's insane. This is way beyond just simple research. It's like a self-learning, self-improving AI powerhouse.
You hit the nail on the head. And the coolest part? Most of the tools are open source. Think CLA 3.7, Sonnet, browser use. Technically, anyone could build this, but piecing it all together is the real challenge.
So, this Manus isn't just intelligent. It's a master craftsman building its own tools and solutions on the fly. Color me impressed.
The demo analyzing Tesla stock blew my mind. Charts, graphs, live dashboards, it's like having a personal financial analyst at your fingertips. And it's not just finance. Trip planning, game development, the possibilities seem endless.
That's wild. So it's like a universal AI Swiss Army knife. But how does it stack up against the competition? Any benchmarks?
They've benchmarked it against deep research using the Gaia benchmark, and Manus outperforms it on several levels, especially in more complex tasks. Though, it's interesting they only compare it to deep research, considering Manus does so much more.
I see, interesting. I mean, with its own environment, coding abilities, and web browsing, it's playing in a different league altogether, almost like a full-fledged operating system powered by AI.
And the error correction. It catches its own mistakes and fixes them. Truly impressive. But be warned, these tasks can take time, hours even.
So patience is a virtue with Manus. No instant gratification, but the results seem worth the wait.
Absolutely. Plus, the open source community is already on it, creating their own versions like Owl and Onis. The innovation is spreading like wildfire.
Wait, open source versions already? That's incredible. The collaborative spirit of the open source world is truly amazing.
And the fact that one of these open source projects was actually built using Manus, that's some next-level AI inception right there. Though, it remains to be seen if Manus itself goes open source.
Fingers crossed, that would be a game changer. This Manus seems like the real deal, a true leap forward in AI. What a time to be alive.
It truly is, and a huge shout-out to Langtrace, our sponsor, for making this episode possible. Their platform helps you evaluate and improve your LLM usage. Check them out, folks. Now, before we wrap up, any final thoughts on Manus?
Just, wow, I'm eager to see where this technology goes. The potential is mind-boggling.
Couldn't agree more. This is Nutty, signing off. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's show.
Goodbye.